You're listening to SBS News.
The agony and terror of watching my dad suffocate to death lasted more than 19 minutes. It was the most awful moment in my life to witness my dad's execution. No one should die the way my dad did, no matter the circumstances.
That's Dennis McGuire Jr., the son of Dennis McGuire, who was executed by the US state of Ohio in January 2014 after he murdered a pregnant woman 25 years earlier. His execution was carried out using two experimental drugs after many pharmaceutical companies put tight controls on the use of their products to carry out executions. That resulted in many states, including Ohio, experimenting with their own recipes for lethal injections. When condemned prisoners suffered prolonged and visibly painful deaths, this was viewed as being in breach of the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual deaths. While individual states have continued to execute convicted prisoners, the federal government has held back since 2003 in the face of increasing litigation over that ban. Washington Post reporter Devlin Barrett has been following the debate and told PBS there might be a solution.
The Trump administration has generally been supportive of the death penalty. Jeff Sessions, the previous attorney general, talked about how he wanted more death cases brought. They were always headed here. And I think, frankly, what they've come up with is they think they've come up with a chemical formula, really, around the biggest logistical hurdle to executing people, which has been this legal debate and, frankly, policy and political debate over what drugs to use and where to get those drugs.
The federal government now believes it has solved the problem by using a single drug, which it says it can obtain without problems, solving the logistical, legal and policy hurdles. There are currently around 60 people on the federal government's death row facility in Indiana. The government's proposing to begin executions again, with five men who have already exhausted all their avenues of appeal, starting in December and January. After the August mass shootings in Texas and Ohio, President Trump suggested there are cases where only the death penalty is an appropriate punishment.
Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
But those concerns about how the death penalty is delivered have resurfaced after the relatives of murder victims, some justice officials and judges, asked President Trump and Attorney General William Barr to halt federal executions, at least for now. They're concerned about the methods used. 65 former state and federal judges wrote that they were chilled by the prospect that people will be killed in the name of the federal government despite serious questions about the fairness and reliability of the system that condemned them. A U.S. Department of Justice spokeswoman declined to comment. Devlin Barrett says public support for the death penalty has dipped considerably.
The height of support, public support for the death penalty, not surprisingly, came in the early 90s when the crime rate in this country was much higher. As the crime rate has gone down, frankly, this has become a less popular criminal justice solution.
The Pew Research Center says in 1996, 78% of Americans supported the death penalty. That's dropped to 54%. The death penalty is currently used by 29 U.S. states, as well as the federal government and the military. The U.S. is the only developed Western nation that regularly applies it. The subject has come to a head in recent days because of a campaign to save convicted murderer Rodney Reed from the death penalty in Texas. His family and supporters, including Oprah Winfrey, Beyoncé and Kim Kardashian, say the evidence on which he was convicted is not sound. Reed's brother Roderick says there should be a new trial.
Look at the evidence, look at the testimonies, and then put yourself in his shoes. Wouldn't you want this heard if you were Rodney Reed? Wouldn't you want a new trial if you were Rodney Reed?
And Heather Campbell Stobbs, a cousin of the murder victim, says it's naive for her family members to think that Reed's execution will stop people questioning the conviction.
With the media push and the fact that the evidence shows that Rodney Reed could not have committed the crime, those questions are not going to stop. I think they're naive to think that.
In his 5 years as Texas governor, Republican Greg Abbott has overseen the execution of nearly 50 prisoners while only once sparing a condemned man's life. He has referred to the death penalty as Texas justice. Amnesty International says that the death penalty breaches human rights, in particular the right to life and the right to live free from torture, cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. Alan Lee, SBS News.